Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to talk about a shift. I don't know if you feel the shift is coming in your life, but holy cow, I have been feeling that big time. So we're going to talk about that today. And now if my voice sounds a bit different, it's because I have a little bit of a cold. The grandkids were over a couple weeks ago, and I think I must have caught it from them. So anyway, but I feel fine, but I probably sound a little bit different. Now I want to take a moment, as I always do, to let you know how much I appreciate all of you taking your time out of your day to spend time here with me on the show. I am so honored that you do that each and every time that we get together. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, please check out the show page before you leave. There's always gifts for you there and ways to connect with me. And I'm going to be making some changes, which we're going to talk about on the show today, in the near future. So all those things will always be posted on the show page every time we get together as well. I'd love to have you connect with me on Facebook, send me a message on my website. Let me know what you think about what we're going to talk about today in this shift that's coming. And perhaps you have a message to share. You know, I always love having guests on the show. So feel free to reach out to me if you or someone you know wants to share their message here on The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, let's get into our show for today. It's a shift. I think there's just been so much going on. I know there has been in my life, but in the world in general, there's so much going on. And with the recent Libra supermoon that we just had this past week on Wednesday, things just really accelerated. So I want to talk about that. Now, this might be a bit of a different Biz Bytes episode, but I think this is so important to all of us that I wanted to share it with you. So I'm going to share my thoughts from this past week and what's going on with me, as well as thoughts from a website I found, which is called foreverconscious.com. And it talks about the combination of intuitive astrology and the whole March new moon and that sort of thing. And so I will put their link on the show page just in case you want to check out more of their stuff. Now, I don't know about you. Have you ever felt that sort of rumbling inside, you know, that sense that something is changing in your life? Something's changing in your entrepreneur journey. The March new moon, I think, is preparing us to enter new waters and possibilities that this new cycle will bring our way. And to help us to trust and follow the direction of our lives, because trust is difficult. I know that's a word that keeps coming up to me. When we were on Kauai just a couple weeks ago, seems like a lifetime ago already, but just a couple weeks ago, I kept getting the message from my guides to trust, to make trust the dominant way of being. And I think that's really part of what this new moon, in my opinion at least, is encouraging us to do, to trust the flow and the direction of our lives. You know, I've always struggled with this, and maybe you have too. Trusting is, you know, it's trusting that everything's going to be okay, that everything will get done, that all is well. Sometimes that's a little bit difficult to really, you know, have complete faith and trust in, for me at least. Now, this new moon asks us to drop any expectations that are holding us back, tripping us up, or, you know, things that we know that no longer serve us, and instead to embrace a new set of ideas and beliefs. To look at what no longer is serving you and allow you to live your purpose in the biggest way. You know, we all have things that weigh us down. negative energy types of things. Sometimes there are people in our lives who make life a little heavy. You know, I decided just recently to let a lot of those things go so that I can move forward to this new beginning. And I would encourage you to reflect on that as well. This new moon calls to us to change our way of thinking, to let go of thoughts and behaviors that no longer serve us. It might have been important and served you well at one time, but life is a journey, right? The journey changes from time to time. You know, I don't know about you, but I feel that I've done the hard work. And I hope that you feel you've done the hard work too. And now it's time to receive. But often the challenge is in allowing. You know, how many times do you want something? And it comes to you, but then you have difficulty letting it in, receiving it. You know, it may not, in fact, it probably isn't, coming in the package that you expect it to. So you may not even recognize it. And therefore, you don't allow it into your life. So it's time for all of us to open our arms, open our hearts, and embrace what the universe sends our way, no matter what that is, because it might come in a package different than we expect it to, but it still is what we're asking for. So it's whatever your belief system is, the universe, God, you know, whatever that higher power is to you, it's here to support you, to encourage you, and to help you live your best life. We are not meant to suffer. You know, this past week, especially on the night of this new supermoon, I don't know about you, but I feel like my heart has been opened and the seeds will be planted and to just trust. You know, you're entering a new domain of understanding, a new domain of wisdom. So can you feel that? I know I certainly have been feeling that. I've actually been feeling that for a couple of weeks now. In the fact that this new moon was on the same day or evening as the spring solstice, the equinox, on the 21st of March, it's almost like setting the year over again. You know, it's like a beginning point. In the zodiac wheel, it is a beginning point. When the sun returns to that point, that's what the equinox is. The spring solstice and this new moon occurring at the same time is almost like a new year starting. And we can begin again. It's a time of new beginnings. You know, it's like New Year's all over again. So if you haven't done so well on your New Year's goals or intentions, you can start again. You know, in fact, I believe that you can always start again. Every day is a new beginning. But this super moon and the spring equinox occurring together gives it like extra energy. So if you don't like where you are right now, this new moon offers you possibilities and opportunities to think outside the box, to think bigger, and to think differently about your situation. You know, you've maybe been seeing things a certain way for a while, and this new moon allows us to see things in a new light. This moon is also asking us to stretch ourselves. You know, an angel card that I've been drawing a lot lately, I draw angel cards for myself every day, and one that keeps coming up is expect more for yourself. And now I know why that card keeps coming up. It has to do with this moon and a new beginning and to go beyond what we've thought possible before. So this particular angel card came up 3 days in a row. And I always pay attention when things come up three times in a row. And then I recently had a similar situation with some other people come up three times, almost within a week or so. And so there it is, that three again, that really caught my attention. And given all of that, it's causing me to make some changes in my work life. I wrote about this a little bit in my last newsletter. You know, it's all good. You know, we're always exactly where we're supposed to be at this point in time, because I think there is a purpose and a greater plan. But sometimes we're just encouraged to step out of our mindset and our typical way of thinking and become more creative. You know, we're encouraged to let go of our thoughts, to clear our heads, to instead focus on the rhythm and the beat of our heart. You know, another card that's been coming up for me repeatedly is rest and also meditation. You know, these messages that I've been getting, especially lately with my angel readings, have been telling me something. And maybe I have been working a bit too hard. Maybe I need to rest and meditate more and be more reflective. And so in the past couple of weeks, I've done that. And one of the changes I'm going to make is with this, not this podcast, but my podcasting in general. I've been doing two shows for quite a while. I've been doing the Gift of Choice show for about 9 years. And now this show, The Holistic Entrepreneur, has been going for about, 3.5, 4 years. And I need to focus, I think, on one show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue with The Holistic Entrepreneur, but I'm going to drop off of A Gift of Choice. Now, The Gift of Choice show will still be available. All the archives are always there. And one piece that I want to bring forth from that show and join it to this show, marry it to this show, is the first week of every month I do a group angel reading, and people really like that. And that's really for anyone. Doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur or not. So the first week of each month, I'm going to do a group angel reading here on The Holistic Entrepreneur. And then people who maybe listen to both shows, just know that you can still hear the same guests, get the angel readings, all that stuff, but it'll all be in this show. Because really, all of the guests that I've had on The Gift of Choice are holistic entrepreneurs. That's what they do. So it certainly is a good fit. And that is one of the types of changes that I'm going to be making in the near future. So I'll keep you posted on how that's going to roll out and occur. But know that this show will still continue every Tuesday. It's been every other week for the past 2 or 3 months or so. But it's going to go back to every week now because I'm going to marry it with the other show, with The Gift of Choice. So the plan is to merge the two shows, continue on Tuesdays at 3 a.m. Central, as it has been since the beginning. And then the first week of the month, I'll devote to a group angel reading, which really benefits everyone. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to message me or on Facebook or my website. If you have any thoughts, comments, anything you want to share with me about this change. I'll also be revamping my services on my website. And yes, there is a major shift happening, but I feel in my heart and my soul that it's right for my path, and it will allow me to serve the most people in the way that I'm meant to. And so I did want to share that with you on the show today because changes will be coming, and I'll keep you posted. If you are not on my newsletter list, feel free to subscribe. The link is always in the show page. You have access to all of the gifts, which will still always be there, as well as every Wednesday I send out a newsletter and kind of keep people up to date on what's going on with me and links to the shows and freebies for you and just things to help you on your journey. So if you're not already on the list, certainly feel free to sign up for it. The link is on the show page below. And then I will connect with you every Wednesday as well. So I hope you enjoyed the show today, and it was a little bit different for the Biz Bites segment, but I wanted to share with you some things that are happening with me. And if you're feeling a shift, if you're feeling some rumblings inside and that something is changing, know that you're not alone. Lots of people are feeling this. So follow your heart, follow your intuition, listen to your guides, and it'll all work out. It always does. So until next time, I want you to believe that anything is possible if you believe.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.